In hockey, the term tanking might mean your team is destined for the basement, trying to set themselves up for as high a draft pick as possible in the upcoming draft, and looking ahead to next year. For the new-look North Bay Battalion, the term takes on a whole new meaning. Thursday, the troops debuted a brand new third jersey emblazoned in black and gold with a tank logo adorning the chest. The jersey also features shoulder crests stylized in the way of formation signs for Canadian Armored Brigades in the Second World War and the letters NB for North Bay. According to the team, the formation signs consisted of three bars in various colors and a gold maple leaf. The bars on the battalion's patches are in black and white. While the team had never issued a regular third jersey, the concept had been around for some time, according to owner Scott Abbott. While the military green sweaters are iconic, I had a discussion with the league even before we started play in 1998 about a secondary design that included a tank sweater, he explained. We're pleased to introduce them in this, our 25th, season. We hope fans like the look and want to see more of it. To be frank, we almost unveiled it last year, but delayed it for reasons that had to do with geopolitics. In a release, the team says the logo is based on a Centurion tank, which was a British-designed main battle tank used by the Canadian Army from 1952 to 1979. The tank originated in the closing days of the Second World War but never saw combat in it. The Centurion might also seem like a nod to the hockey history in North Bay, as the city's previous old club was the North Bay Centennials, which also wore similar black and gold jerseys. North Bay fans are very used to black and gold, and they get very excited about that, Abbott added. I think it's helpful that the tank is a Centurion, and it didn't hurt that the Canadian Army used the tank for three decades. Fan reception was also very warm to the new jersey. I love them, said Gab Lalonde, a battalion fan. I was skeptical at first about what the tank would look like. What can I say about the colors? Absolutely beautiful and a nice tribute to the Centennials. Absolutely love it, added fan Gary Bell. The tank replaces the train that ran through everyone. The love also came from the battalion bench. I loved it, head coach Ryan Olayan said. I thought the logos were exceptionally well done, and I know our players were pretty excited about the unveiling. I can't wait to get the new logos on some apparel and wearing them around loud and proud. It was pretty sweet, added battalion captain Liam Arnsbaugh. The guys really liked it, and it was different for sure. I have worn the green and white for 4 years now, so it was weird to get used to. I love it with the tank, we've been embracing it and the retro colors of the Centennials was cool to have. It's special, echoed troops defender Ty Nelson. Hearing the story as to why Mr. Abbott did it, and the way it's designed, it's phenomenal to see how much depth and how much detail he puts into us, and you can see how well we looked out there. While the jerseys seem to be a hit, there is some debate among players and fans as to which logo is better, the tank or the shoulder patches. That's a toss-up, Nelson explained. You could go either way. I am a fan of the shoulder crest, you have North Bay and the maple leaf, but the tank is pretty mean, and you could go 50-50 either way. That's tough, added Arnsbaugh. I don't know, I think you have to go with the tank. I like the throwback colors and the shoulder patch but hate the tank logo, was the vote from fan Mike Gautier. One thing is for certain, however. If the battalion put up more results like the 7-3 victory over the Mississauga Steelheads in the jersey's debut, fans will be clamoring for more of the tank. It was very encouraging, Abbott said on seeing the jersey in action. It was a great night to see it. We've talked about it for a long time, we've been developing it for a long time, and it was great to see the culmination of it on the ice. I think the sweaters looked great on the ice, and I am told the players were delighted to get into them when they came off from warm-up before the game. And with the way the troops have been playing this season, tanking may end up being a phrase teams come to fear when they see the black and gold roll up before puck drop.